Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Corneilson, and you are listening to STEM Spots. I'm by myself in the studio today, except for, of course, Matt, my trusted assistant, and I'm just thinking about some things that I've been reading recently in the paper and on some websites, and I saw that the Springfield Contemporary Theater is putting a play on about a very famous physicist and the work that he did during World War II and prior to that, of the name Oppenheimer. That's the name of the play. It's at the Springfield Contemporary Theater, which is located at 302 East Pershing. And the play started February 14th and runs through March 1st, of course, February 14th being in the past. You can find out what times are available by going to their website. I'm going to be trying to go this weekend. I haven't seen it yet, but I very much want to. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the subject matter since, of course, it's near and dear to my own heart. I've read a substantial amount about J. Robert Oppenheimer and have thought about him quite a bit because, of course, I started my career out as a nuclear engineering major and then switched over to physics after a couple of years. And so talking a little bit about what he went through, of course, he was a theoretical physicist, not an experimentalist, which many people might not know because they consider him to be the father of the atomic bomb, which in many cases would be thought to be an experimental device. He was raised in New York, sort of upper crust, very educated, well-rounded, a little bit reticent to speak, certainly was very closed-mouthed when it came to people that he thought less of. So he was slightly arrogant and had a reason to be because he was very, very brilliant. He ended up as a professor in California. He split a position between California Institute of Technology and University of California, Berkeley, and was there for many, many years, and was basically working in esoteric theoretical nuclear physics and other kinds of work before the advent of fission. So this would have been prior to 1939, which was when fission was actually formally discovered. And somehow he came to the attention of some people, specifically the Army and a particular person, General Groves, when they decided they needed somebody to head up the actual testing and assembly of the components of a nuclear weapon. It was at his behest, once he was chosen to do this, to locate the laboratory at Los Alamos in New Mexico, which was actually the site of a sort of a Western ranch that he had spent time on as a youth. So he went there with a bunch of other scientists in a very secretive fashion, and they assembled in a relatively short order at a lab where they tested various components to put together two different kinds of nuclear weapons. Both were fission bombs. One was based on uranium-235, which had to be extracted from normal ordinary uranium, which is primarily uranium-238, and the other was a plutonium bomb. These two bombs were called Fat Man and Little Boy, although that was in the opposite sense. The smaller was actually the uranium bomb, and it was assembled in such a way that they absolutely knew it was going to work. It's quite interesting to read that they didn't actually do a full-scale test of that particular nuclear weapon. So that is, as a bomb, it was never tested before it was indeed dropped. And then the other bomb, Fat Man, which was actually the plutonium bomb, because of some peculiarities associated with the physics, they had to devise a new way to assemble the critical mass using an implosive technique, and they didn't know for sure that it would work, and so they tested that. And that's the famous test that was done at the Trinity site in New Mexico, where Robert Oppenheimer quoted an ancient Indian text and talked about being the destroyer of worlds. What's quite interesting, of course, is how ambivalent many of these scientists were about everything that was going on. On one hand, fearful of Hitler, worried very much that the bomb could be conceivably put together by German scientists who were certainly very capable. On the other hand, being at the heart, many of them, let's say pacifists, certainly they had, let's call it, leftist tendencies, which in the case of Oppenheimer became a real problem after the war when he was finally denied his top secret clearance when he was investigated for ties to, let's call it, fellow travelers in the communist sense. So the very interesting part of this play is how this is all going to come together. I've read about it, and they're going to be talking about the things that went on, but also the attitudes and the responses of the physicists who were tasked with creating a device that they knew probably had to be created, but that they were very worried about creating. The repercussions from that, they foresaw that there could be problems from that leading well into the future and, of course, right to our doorstep at this day and age itself. So anyway, I highly recommend that you look into this play. I'm going to be going. And once again, this is Dave Cornielsen talking to you from STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.